FBI most wanted, America's most wanted, the world's most wanted. But what do you really know? All you know is what they put on TV, put on the news.
Let's talk about the world most hated. Bin Laden and terrorists may be exaggerated, so what you see on the news is fabricated. True told, spit facts, not let me elaborate it. Before you knew about September 11, Osama bin Laden, born 1957 in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, to his mother and father, Muhammad Anwar bin Laden, who moved to Saudi Arabia 1930, was a very poor man, but his will was worthy. Thirsty for a chance to provide for his kids, which he raised with morals, discipline, with religion. And then Muhammad got a chance so broad, opportunity to build palaces for King Saud. He impressed the king and became real close to the royal family, a good friend to most. Then he convinced King Saud to step down and allow Fao Zhao to gain the crown. But when King Saud left, the banks were broke, so Muhammad paid all the wages for the folks of the whole kingdom out of his own purse, and got appointed the minister of public works, eventually becoming the richest family in the land, only second to the royal family. And he proceeded to raise his kids spiritually, but he died when Osama was only 13. Now Osama got married at age 17 and went to school and received a degree in public administration in 1981, around the same time Soviets with guns were invading Afghanistan. They wanted the power, wanted the oil, they wanted the land.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, we know the cause. Osama heard about the wars and wanted to get involved, so he went there, brought construction machines to build training camps for the regime. And there was somebody else who did not want Russia to win, so began the plot. And on March 8, 1985, Ronald Reagan sent the CIA inside to assist the Afghans in teaching the fight, teach them how to make bombs and plan a strike, and gave them money.
Ha, you think this is slow? This is the kind of shit they don't want you to know.
So in 86, Osama, the U.S. fighter, built more camps and gave birth to Al-Qaeda. With the help of the CIA and U.S. funds, we supplied the trainers, supplied the guns, supplied the recruits, and taught them urban terrorism.
So he wasn't a bad guy, he was an ally.
Yeah, the U.S. even recruited for Al-Qaeda right here in the States, and sent them more fighters, recruited at the Al-Qaeda Refugee Center in New York. And then they were sent to Virginia to Camp Perry, the CIA training facility, taught sabotage skills and paramilitary techniques. And this program was called Operation Cyclone, and kept it indoors. And when you see Bin Laden holding his AK, just remember that he worked for CIA and would attack, bomb, kill or shoot whoever the United States wanted them to. So now the U.S. can secretly attack a nation through the use of the Al-Qaeda Foundation. They got $6 billion from me and you between 1978 and 92. And in May 2001, the Secretary of State gave them $43 million in aid. There's a game being played that's easy to lose, especially when you don't even know the rules. It's funny how the U.S. trained the terrorists to fight and defend against the Soviets, but then 2003 did the same thing. I hope you understand the game being played. You can't believe everything you see, everything you hear, everything you read. True told, motherfucker, spitting the facts. Knowledge is power, and now